Hi, this is Joellen from Dayton, Ohio.
Hello, Joellen.
The first time caller here.
Well, welcome to the show. What finally took you so long?
Oh, I've been trying for a long time. I was just lucky this night.
Sometimes it gets frustrating, isn't it? You try, you call, you can't do it. There's a secret, there's a trick. Some people know it, they get in pretty easily. Other people don't, but I can't tell you.
I was lucky this time. I'm really nervous.
Well, don't worry about it. What's on your mind? What compelled you to call?
Well, because I've listened to your radio for like 3 years, and I just now got my nerve to call you.
So you probably didn't even have anything to say. You just figured,
yeah,
I'm going to see if I can get through. You get through, and now you don't know what to do.
Oh, I'm scared. I'm an identical twin. I'm 43 years old. I've had vision since I've been 6 years old.
How about the twin?
She did, too. I'll share the scariest one with you.
Okay.
I was in Belle Fountain, Ohio, and she was in St. Paris, Ohio. And I saw my own death, and she had the same vision. And it was just the grace of God that saved me.
How did it all happen?
Well, in the vision, I saw myself running with my best friend and her. And he climbed a tree, and I pushed her up in the tree, and she screamed. And as I turned around, a bull gored me. And I died, and I couldn't come out of the vision. And my grandmother, who has visions too, it runs in our family, had to, you know, hit me to get me out of the vision. And I told her, my sister's going to call, and we were 18 at the time.
Okay.
And I came out of it. She answered the phone. My identical twin's hysterical because she saw me killed by the bull. And the only thing that happened that was different, every vision I had from a little kid on came true. And it usually involved death, which was so scary. I mean, I went through like 7 animals that I saw die, but I couldn't stop it. And this was the last one. I've had more. And this was the one where I saw myself killed. And the only thing that was different was I had a horse, which you're not going to believe this. You know, I've heard you listen to animal stories and all that. Well, it happened differently for some reason, but my father put the bull, and it was a bull with a twisted horn. And that's what, you know, gored me in the vision. Well, I saw the bull. I told my father it was wild. Mm-hmm. Don't put it in with my horse. He put it in with my horse. And I hopped off of her. I was tightening her girth in a 15-acre field. So I hopped off of her, tightened her girth, and, you know, you heard the hoof prints, you know, on the ground.
You knew the bull was out there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you
didn't
know?
I didn't know it was out there.
Okay.
No. Yeah. It was comical because I looked and my horse looked at the same time.
And here it comes.
There it came. And, you know, honest to goodness, I prayed. And I said, God, forgive me. I'm 18 years old, but I'm going to die. I saw this bull kill me. And as I prayed, honest to goodness, I'm not exaggerating, on my grave, I could tell you this. My horse got between the bull and I and rolled it head first 4 times. 4 times. And I worked my way out of that 15-acre field with my horse between the bull and I.
Nobody hurt?
Nobody hurt. My horse was like 17 hands.
That's a big horse.
She was a big girl. And she rolled him head first 4 times. I worked my way out of the field. I was so mad at my father. I went in and I said, you son of a gun, you try to kill me. My father was like, that bull's not mean. My mother and I, we walk out, and I'm giving my horse all these horse treats, you know. Good horsey. And we go out there, and this bull runs at me from the fence, and my horse turns around and kicks at it, and it went through another board fence to get away from her.
That's a great story.
Honest to goodness, I mean, I should have died. I mean, I saw myself die.
Well, you know what? What's so incredible is the fact that this happened to you in a vision, your sister helps bail you out, and then it almost occurs.
Well, see, and I lied to her. I told her, I said, her name's Joanne, my name's Joellen. I said, it was a bad dream, go back to sleep, I wasn't killed. Because I thought, okay, every vision I had, I saw, when I was 6 years old, the first time I had a vision, and I ran downstairs and I told my mom, I said, my little kitten, you're going to hit it. In your car. She had an argument with my father in the vision, and she ran out, got in her car, and it was like, oh, the kitten was probably 6 inches big, and she hit it with her rear right tire. And in the vision, she came in carrying it in the palm of her hand. And when you're a little six-year-old, you know, I was so worried about putting my shoes off because it was all gravel, and I had to run out in gravel to get my kit.
Sure.
And in the vision, she came in carrying it in her palm of her hand. And I won't ever forget, she smacked me and told me, "Don't you ever say anything like this." And then she came in crying, holding my little kitten in her hand.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, it's horrible. I went through six kittens and my dog. And she came in crying, and I said, "You hit him with the rear right tire." And she
just looked at you and went, yeah.
She looked at me, and she said, "I am so sorry. Your father will bury him." And I said, "No, I'll bury him." And I can remember taking my little kitten, 6 years old, and Dad coming out and helping me bury my kitten. So I went through six kittens. And the last one, you'll love this one. It was my dog. I had her since I was 3 years old. And Mom always said, "Don't you ever tell anyone you have these visions. People think you're crazy." Well, we were up in Michigan, and my little twin and I, we were so little, you know, they put us in the same bed.
Mm-hmm.
And we woke up crying. Our dog was going to die. And in the vision...
You both woke up crying?
We were in the same bed. We both woke up crying. Jindy was going to die. I knew where to stand, George, when... I mean, we threw a fit. Mom, you know, so my great aunt called my mother from Michigan. My mom started crying on the phone. "Bring him home now." So the next day, my great aunt brought us home, and... they were saying how crazy we were. We got home, and I looked at Mom, and I said, "Jindy's going to get hit." So my identical twin put her on a leash. And, oh, my goodness, you're not going to believe this. She put her on a leash, and we lived on a farm, so she walked the dog all the way up on the leash because we never put our dog on a leash.
Not on a farm, no.
No, not on a farm. And I could see the car, but I didn't know what car. I knew where to stand to grab my dog when she got hit. I stood by this tree, the dog, and it was so scary because it was just like the vision. The dog broke away from my sister, ran. My grandfather, who pulled in, he pulled in. The dog ran right by me. I grabbed her hind legs. And as I grabbed her hind legs, this tells you how small I was. She was dragging me under the car. My family was screaming, "Let her go, let her go. You're going to get killed." I hung on, and I couldn't hold her anymore. And as I let her go in the vision, my grandfather hit her. She looked up and looked at me and keeled over dead. And I sit there with my dog in my lap, petting her dead body, saying, "Everyone will think I'm crazy now. Only crazy people have these visions."
Are these things still happening to you?
The last one I had was about 2 years ago. We prayed together after Jindy and said, "God, these are visions that are not from you, because if these were visions from you, we could have saved your dog."
Now, but these visions, are they all, you know, personal ones that are just directly related to you and your life?
Yeah, they're all directly related to family, immediate family, and only animals. Animals and family.
That's interesting. Okay, I got to run on. I got to take some other calls, but you do indeed have a gift, and if the gift indeed is just for your immediate family, so be it. Eventually, you're going to expand that, and when you are, you better call us back because you might have some information for us. You're pretty tuned in.